Deal didn't specify how he planned to, quote, beef up the office other than more funding. He says he's still working out the finer points ahead of budget negotiations.
It is one of those oversight areas where I think any time that we have an extra set of eyes that are looking at situations, perhaps we can avoid bad things happening.
The Office of the Child Advocate was created in 2000 after the death of 5-year-old Terrell Peterson. He died of abuse despite repeated warnings to the State Division of Family and Children's Services, or DFACS. The Office of the Child Advocate is supposed to bring more accountability to DFACS and monitor the agencies that deal with children in state care. Early last month, DFACS again came under scrutiny after the deaths of 2 children whose case history was overlooked when abuse allegations were phoned in. Deal says the resignation of the Child Advocate head, Tanya Boga, was unrelated.
That was purely her personal decision, and we accepted the resignation when she tendered it, and we'll move forward with the selection process as the law requires.
Boga's 3-year term as Child Advocate was set to expire January 18th. Thomas Worthy is interim office director, but works for the governor. He says Boga was told by Deal she could reapply for a second term and wasn't forced out. Though Boga's resignation made headlines Wednesday, Worthy says she submitted it about a month ago.
All of us are operating under the assumption that she had another opportunity to pursue, and that opportunity required her to depart the office 1 month early.
Deal says his office has received a few applications to fill the position. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.